Democrats in South Carolina have decided to move their presidential primary up to February 3rd, 1 week after the New Hampshire primary. That makes South Carolina an important state for Democrats who want to show they can compete in the South. And it's made Jim Clyburn, the state's only black congressman, a sought-after politician. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Before the Democratic candidates squared off for their first debate Saturday night, they made another important stop at Congressman Jim Clyburn's annual fish fry.
And now, I want to present to you the next president of the United States.
The fish fry is held every year in a municipal parking garage in the state capital of Columbia. Clyburn started the event for his constituents who couldn't afford the price of a ticket to the state Democratic Party's Jefferson Jackson Day dinner held on the same night. 40% of the voters in South Carolina's Democratic primary are expected to be African Americans, and about a third of them live in Jim Clyburn's district. As the single most important African American politician in the state, Clyburn is getting a lot of attention these days. He says 7 of the 9 Democrats running for president have asked for his endorsement.
I would not be so vain as to say I enjoy it, but I will not lie either and say that the attention, like it would be for any politician, is something that I would rather not have.
The son of a minister, Clyburn was a civil rights leader in the 60s. He's been in Congress for 6 terms, twice as chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. But what makes him so important, says Mike McCurry, a South Carolina Democrat who was White House press secretary during the Clinton administration, is Clyburn's strong support from both blacks and whites.
If we can't figure out how to unite the historically black-oriented constituency part of our party with others who are, you know, normally don't see anything in common with them, we can't win elections. Clyburn, he is as comfortable and as facile in a corporate boardroom as he is doing a down-home fish fry. And that makes him a very powerful politician.
Jim and I have seen eye to eye on a lot of issues.
At the fish fry, all the Democratic candidates are eager to show off their connections to Clyburn, however tenuous. That includes Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont.
The guy who set me up in North Carolina is my roommate from college many years ago. And Jim Clyburn was his history teacher when he was in a segregated high school in Charleston, South Carolina.
North Carolina Senator John Edwards also wants Clyburn's endorsement, but Edwards' press secretary Jennifer Palmieri makes do with what she's got.
There's a big family of Clyburns, too, and we do have the support of his cousin, Bill. I have to say that I am guilty at times of saying, well, you know, we've been endorsed by Clyburn, and, you know, not necessarily specifying which one it is.
Short of endorsing, there are lots of ways Clyburn can help these candidates. Former Democratic National Committee Chair Don Fowler, who's also from South Carolina, says Clyburn can put presidential hopefuls in touch with the right leaders in the black community.
If they want to have lunch with a group of African American ministers, he'll set it up. The African American Mayor's Caucus met with Congressman Gephardt a while back, and not long after that, they endorsed him. So that's what he does, and when he or his political associates speak and move, people pay attention and listen.
Clyburn's constituents certainly do. At the fish fry Friday night, Clyburn's clout is obvious. Like many others, Earl Wilson is wearing a T-shirt that says, Jim Clyburn, our congressman.
Can't find a better man.
If Jim Clyburn endorses someone, will that matter to you?
A lot.
Why?
Because of my respect for him.
Edna Reese feels the same way.
I trust his decisions, so I just feel that whoever he endorses is someone that's also going to focus on the needs that we as African American have as a race of people.
Clyburn tells all the Democratic candidates that the way to connect with African American voters in his state is to talk about education. He's convinced Joe Lieberman to back a program that restores historic buildings at traditionally black colleges, advice that turned out to be good for the Lieberman campaign and good for Clyburn's constituents.
Lieberman told me that he had never really focused on historical black colleges and universities until I brought them all to his attention. And he started talking about him out on the campaign trail, and he says he'd never seen the kind of emotions that he got from people when he would bring up the work he was doing to help me with the historic preservation program.
That's what a successful power broker does. It's just one example of how Clyburn has used his pivotal role in the primary to build support for his own issues. So far, Clyburn isn't saying which Democrat he may support. He's introduced Joe Lieberman at black churches and John Kerry at veterans events, and he's said nice things about all the other Democrats. But he says if he endorses it all, it won't be until the last minute.
My primary responsibility is to the Democratic Party in South Carolina. We're trying to rebuild that party. That party met with some catastrophic results last November. If I were to endorse any one of these candidates, I think that other people will leave the state and never come back. And that would not be helpful to the Democratic Party in South Carolina.
Clyburn's goal is to build energy and enthusiasm so the Democrats get a strong turnout on Election Day 2004. To that end, he'll be doing whatever he can until primary day to keep all the Democratic presidential candidates coming back to his state again and again. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.